Today is April 8th, 2024. It's 10:06 p.m. and today is Tuesday. I'm your host. My name is Sean.
I want to know why you guys are saying that I owe you anything.
Child support agency. You never really love me. You never really love my kid. All you really care about is your money. I told you once and I tell you again. I love my kid, but don't make him a brand. Don't extort me and call me a friend. I paid last month and I do it again. You gotta walk in my shoes. I gotta tell you the truth. You never cared about us. You just wanna get the money and live us a mess.
And I got, see, this is so funny that you guys say this. I pay every month. I paid that on June 25th. I'm pretty sure that's June 25th. It says that I made that payment.
Right. It hit our system June 27th.
Oh, okay. So you do see that I paid for July.
Well,
that was the July payment. That was supposed to be paid July 1st, but I pay it June 25th. I pay it 6 days early, just so you guys don't freak out about that.
It is very important that everyone understands this about this podcast up front. It is my opinion as a parent that all children need some type of support, whether it be teaching, whether it be financial support, anything. They need some type of support. The current child support program that's in place right now in America is absolutely wrong. They treat all paying parents like they're criminals, without any regard for what they think. What I want to talk about today is actually being in child support court in Florida. I think in all of America, I'm pretty sure you're going to be, all child support issues are handled by the family court system. That's just the way it is in America. I don't agree with it at all, but that's the way that it is. So in order to establish child support, you're going to need to go through the family court system. And in order to do that, you're going to need to either get a lawyer or do what I do and just go pro se. I can tell you right now that when you go to family court, things are going to turn out really bad either way. The choice that you have is either you're going to pay crazy amount to a lawyer, and then they're gonna take money out of your paycheck, or you're gonna be responsible for paying every single month. And the way it is, child support has the law on their side, so it does not matter if anything happens. There is a very specific thing. Is you owe this amount of money, the judgment says that you have to add this amount of money to the child support agency or you get arrested. That's just it. There is no way out of that. So it's either the money is there every month or it's not. The child support system, the child support enforcement program in America is not like anything that you have ever seen in your life. It's completely different. Like, for example, like if I have a cable bill that's due, I can call somebody up and they probably won't shut my service off if 2 weeks or 3 weeks late, or they'll work something out with you. The child support system does not work anything out with you at all. And nobody told me this, but if you do something like have a child in this day and age, nobody ever told me anything about child support being crazy like this. So I did not know. I just had a kid, and then one day some child support paperwork showed up, and you know, I just laughed it off. I was thinking that I could just buck it. It's not like that at all. It's not like anything that you have ever experienced in your life. A lot of parents think they're like, I'll just go off the grid and, you know, get paid under the table. And you can do that, but there is, I don't know, there's some way they always track you down. And not only that, it's like you can get paid under the table and you can dig your heels in, but you're going to end up paying somehow. And if you don't pay, you're going to end up going to jail, period. That's just how it is. I mean, like, if you decide that you want to dig your heels in and not want to pay, that means you have to give everything up. your driver license, everything. You can't put your name on anything. They will find you. They always find you. You're just much better off just going with the flow. Just actually, you're much better off not having kids in the first place. But, you know, like the way that the law is written, if you get a female gets pregnant, it's completely up to her whether she wants to have the child or not. If she's over the age of 18, if she's under 18, I think it's up to her parents. I'm not sure. I do know this though. If that child is born, whoever are the parents of that child are going to be responsible for paying for that child. And the child support system does not really care. They just know that one parent is going to be paying the other parent. And that has a lot to do with custody. It's very convoluted and it's really messed up. And I don't agree with it at all. But it doesn't matter what I agree with it. The law is the law is the law. That's just the way it is right now. I don't agree with it at all. I do think that every child that is born needs some type of support, period. But the child support system, the one that's in place right now, is definitely wrong. If that child is born, I'm not sure how it exactly works out. Like, if you know, you have a child and your child is a teenager, like let's say a teenage girl has a child. She got impregnated by some other dude. I don't even know. But anyway, if that, you know, the teenager has a child, somebody is going to be responsible for paying child support. I'm pretty sure it will be the parents of the teenager would be responsible for paying that child support. Maybe even the parents of, or, you know, if it was a juvenile that got the teenager pregnant in the first place, I am pretty sure that his parents would be responsible for paying child support until he turns 18 years old, I think. I don't know for certain. I do know this, though, that child support is not waived, and child support starts at the birth of a child. That's when child support starts. So, really, nothing else matters. And in the court system, see, I didn't know this when I, you know, when my son, when I started going through the child support system, I did not know this. Like, what happens is, the other parent's attorney goes through this all the time. And if you're inexperienced, they will sniff that out and they will completely use it against you. They love it when parents are not experienced at all. They actually like it when that happens. Like, what's going to happen is, probably what's going to happen is the father is going to end up paying. That's just the way it is. I think it's obvious that both the parents are responsible for supporting that child. That is absolutely the case. That is the way the law is written right now. But the thing is that you can write the law however you want to write it. The bottom line is that there is a judge, a singular judge or a magistrate that's going to rule over the case. They're going to end up awarding the custody, full-blown custody. They're going to end up, the way that it is that they're going to end up giving custody to the mother, and the father is going to have to pay. And if the father doesn't pay, first they send him a letter, they get paid for, the child support enforcement program gets paid from the federal government for that, big time. So they like it when you dig your heels in. And then first they send you a letter and they're like, hey, where's our money? And then the next thing they said, like, if we don't have our money within the next 2 weeks, this I'm paraphrasing everything. They send you this letter and it says that if they don't have their money within the next 2 weeks, they're going to suspend your driver's license. They're not fooling around either. They're going to suspend it. I don't even know how they do it. They transmit something to the DMV and the DMV suspend your driver's license. And that's just the way it is. Okay, so now you're stuck. You cannot, literally, you can't do anything. And they also suspend your registration. And then, like, these police cars now, they have, like, this automatic scanning thing. They just scan everybody's license plate. They do it all the time. So if something automatically scans your license plate and it comes back that your driver's license is suspended and your registration is suspended, then you're getting pulled over and you're going to end up probably going to jail. So it's just way better all the way around if you don't dig your heels in and you just pay whatever they say to do. Now, sometimes, actually a lot of times, they'll like force you to pay stuff that is absolutely horrendous. And in that case, see, I knew this when this first happened to me. I did not know this. But in that case, you have like a 30-day window where you can appeal that order. So if you look at that order and that number in there is just crazy and you do the calculations and you're like, that's just absolutely crazy. I don't even know how that can even be. Then in that case, an appeal needs to be done. See, actually, what needs to be done is before you're obligated to pay anything, before the judge drops the hammer and signs any judgment, you need to be notified as the paying parent of exactly how much you're going to be responsible for each month. And that just does not happen. It's not up for discussion at that point. Once the judge signs that order, that's it. You're paying or you're appealing. That's the way it is. And then the child support agency gets that and they say, okay, well, you got to pay X amount of dollars every month. And if you don't pay X amount of dollars every month, they trip out on you and they do not care about your problems at all. Like, they don't care about hyperinflation. They don't care that gas is crazy priced. There's a lot of things. They don't care about pretty much anything. There's just a simple question. It says that you owe, like in my case, like $300 a month. If that money is not there on the first of every month, then the child support agency knows that they got a problem. And they put you, I don't know, some report or something. I don't know. They send a letter out to you. They don't even call you. I'm telling you, it's very, very bad. The object in life is to never have to deal with the child support agency because the law is on their side right now and the parents are always wrong. The people at the child support agency in the state of Florida, the child support agency is a branch, basically a department of the Florida Department of Revenue. So they're underneath that umbrella. I think that's for lawsuit purposes. I'm not sure, but they're not really, it's not really like the child support program, not really child support employees. They are under the Florida Department of Revenue umbrella. So they basically can do whatever they want. All they have to do is just say that the child support agency and they get away with anything they want. I mean, a lot of stuff. They got tickets. They got a lot of stuff just by saying they work for the child support enforcement program. I mean, cops love the child support enforcement program and everybody loves that. And it's like, if you say something about the child support, people automatically think that, you know, you're going through this system or whatever. Really, in real life, child support should be between a man and a woman, and it's not like that at all. Usually, all it takes is just for one person to make that phone call, and it's really hard to shut child support off. Like, for example, like, let's say there's child support involved, and then, you know, for whatever reason, then the parents make up. And in order to get child support shut off, there's a lot of things that they have to do. Like, I don't know. It's not like you can just make a phone call and get it shut off. It's not like that at all. They need to do a lot of things and make sure of a lot of things to get you off of that. So I don't exactly know the logistics of it because I've never been taken off of child support, but from what I heard, like, you know, like one time, I don't know, when my kid was like, I don't know, like 7 or 8, maybe, I don't even know. Like, I was thinking that I could work something out with his mother. Like, I was like, listen, I'll pay you, you know, every month, or I'll pay you in one lump sum. I'll figure it out. I don't know, something. Just get me off of that child support program. Just disconnected me from that. And so I asked the child support enforcement program about that. I was like, what if the mother does not want child support anymore from you guys? Doesn't want you to be involved at all. What needs to be done? And she told me there was like a lot of hoops that you had to jump through. So to get child support turned on is very, very easy. All you have to do is make a phone call and they'll send you some paperwork out. That's it. It is really easy. But if you want to get off child support, it's really hard to do. I mean, like, I remember one time, like, I knew this guy, right? And he had, he got his girlfriend pregnant, and then she had the baby, and the baby came out. He was Hispanic. The baby came out and was black. So, I mean, it's like you could just look at that baby and just tell. It has nothing to do with the father. But the child support agency already had their hooks in him. So, like, the mother of this dude's mother was watching the kid one time, watching the baby for the parents, and she took and had a DNA test, and I think, like, she had, like, his hairbrush or something. I don't know. She had some part of his DNA or something, and they compared it with this. So you could, like, look at this piece of paper. Anybody can look at this piece of paper and say, okay, whoever this child is not at all related to whoever this person that's listed is. I mean, you could read it clear as day and see that. But the child support agency and the court system, they work, or like, they have contracts with specific vendors of DNA tests. So if you're not on one of the approved lists of DNA tests, if your DNA test is not on the list of approved, they completely reject it. So it's like you never even had a DNA test at all. I mean, it's like nothing. That's crazy. It's like anybody could see that he wasn't the parent of this child, but the way that the law is, it's very plain and simple. If you're not on the list of vendors, then that DNA test doesn't count. Period. So he had to keep paying child support, even though everybody could plainly see that that wasn't his child. I mean, like, it was not even like, you know, the child was black and you could just tell that, you know, he wasn't the father. You couldn't tell that by just looking. But he had a DNA test, and that DNA test did not count at all for anything. And he ended up going to another lawyer, and the other lawyer, like, you know, did something. He had obviously done this before. So he was able to get this person off of child support. I don't even know how he did it. I don't know how it was done, but he did. He was off of child support, and he was happy because, like, he was getting paid minimum wage, and, like, I don't even know now. It's like, I don't know, like $10.50 or something. I don't know, but the federal minimum wage is still like $7.35 an hour, I think. Anyway, that's what he was getting paid. And then, so, I mean, his checks were already horrible. And then they were taking child support also for a child that wasn't his out of the horrible paychecks. So it was making, I don't know, his check was like coming back to him, and it was like $35 or $40 or something. So, like, when you work all week long, and then, I think that was for 2 weeks. So you work for 2 weeks and then you get $40. That's like nothing. It actually costs you more to put gas in a vehicle or to pay for gas or pay for an Uber or whatever. It costs more than you make every week and they do not care. So like, let's say like it's very obvious that the child is not his. Now he has gone to court and done everything that he possibly can to not pay child support for this child that's not his. Let's say there was a judgment in place and he just decided to stop paying child support. They would freak out on him for that. They would suspend his driver's license, send the police out there to arrest him. It would be really bad. And all this would happen because he was ordered to pay child support. It does not matter that that's not really his kid. That doesn't matter at all. If there's an order in place that, and you don't pay, they want to hit you with felonies. They arrest you on the spot. They suspend your driver's license. There's really nothing that you can do. The only thing that you can do that will stop you from going to jail, it won't stop you from owing, is filing bankruptcy will stop you from going to jail. But the child support agency does this thing to have their own calculations. So when you know, like file bankruptcy or whatever, that gets all your creditors off you. But the child support agency is sitting back watching the clock and they're doing math the whole time. And as soon as they can, they will first send you a letter and let you know that your payment is due on this date for this amount of money. And they do all kinds of things like the child support that you owe every month. And then they do some kind of calculation where you have to pay back arrears and they clump it all together and it comes out to something crazy, some crazy number. But that does not matter. And see, like every time when the police come out, I remember there was this guy that I watched on YouTube one time. And every time the police would come out to arrest him, he would end up going to court and then filing bankruptcy. He did that a whole bunch of times. And once you file bankruptcy, that's it. That stops everything from happening. So if you're ever in a position to where, you know, you absolutely have to, then do that. File bankruptcy and that will keep you from going to jail, but it will not keep them from calculating arrears on you. Moral of this story is basically don't have kids. That's the only way to not have to deal with the child support system. But the thing is, like, having children is like instinctive for humans, especially. It is the job of a human being to stay alive and to replicate. And the people that make the laws, the people that sign this in the law, they know that. So there really is nothing that you can do to not have to deal with the child support agency for sure, except not have children at all.
I want to know why you guys are saying that I owe you anything.
Child support agency, you never really love me. You never really love my kid. All you really care about is the money. I told you once and I tell you again. I love my kid, but don't make him a brand. Don't extort me and call me a friend. I paid last month and I do it again. You gotta walk in my shoes. I gotta tell you the truth. You never cared about us. You just want to get the money and live us a mess.
And I got, see, this is so funny that you guys say this. I pay every month. I paid that on June 25th. I'm pretty sure that's June 25th. It says that I made that payment.
Right. It hit our system June 27th.
Oh, okay. So you do see that I paid for July.
Well,
that was the July payment. That was supposed to be paid July 1st, but I pay it July, June 25th. I pay it 6 days early, just so you guys don't freak out about that.
It is very important that everyone understands this about this podcast up front. It is my opinion as a parent that all children need some type of support, whether it be teaching, whether it be financial support, anything, they need some type of support. The current child support program that's in place right now in America is absolutely wrong. They treat all paying parents like they're criminals without any regard for what they think.